This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Feel around like it's still one. This one good. This one good.
Man, that's how I be. I be like, shit. Hold on, let me. I know
it's. I'm fucking tired, bro.
Me too. I ain't even got no fucking coffee today, man. Damn.
You want to get some coffee? Well, you got to leave to get it, don't you?
Yes, I gotta leave. Fuck that. And I need the coffee to get there. So.
And see, I already had a cup. It's like a catch 22.
Man.
I already had a cup of coffee, and I'm still like, I want to go lay the fuck down, bro.
Might need another one.
I swear, if it wasn't for this right now, I'd go lay the fuck right back down right now and go to sleep.
I'm the same way. Can you see my eyes?
Dog.
Off of work, though.
Yeah, you straight, bro? You good? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
You sure, dog?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll be straight.
You know I worry about you, right?
Man, I'm all right. I'm good.
All right, bro. Don't you fucking fuck. You heard me.
Don't fucking fuck.
Don't you fucking fuck.
All right. I'm good, man.
I know you deal with depression a lot, bro.
Yeah. Nothing that little old Mary can't fix.
All right.
A little talking to the therapist, you know, talking to y'all.
You know, was weird last night, bro. I was watching the Best Man the series or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For the Best Man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's on Peacock.
Awesome.
And I'm gonna pee on the cock because I'm Peacock. I lied. It was Best Man Final Holiday.
You just said that. Dang.
No, I thought I said the final stories or whatever. Because there's three of them. There's two movies in the series.
Oh, yeah. It is two movies.
Yeah. So it was the second movie that I was watching because I started the series and realized I don't remember the second movie. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back and watch the second movie before I started the series, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but it was the scene where they was at church and the kids was singing Silent Night for the church. Just mm-hmm. a regular, you know, wholesome shit. And I got really fucking sad, bro. I got really, really fucking sad and started crying. I don't know why. I just got really sad. I think it has something to do with my mother. Because I've been feeling a certain kind of way about that lately. I've been feeling like I'm a bad son or something.
Nah. You ain't a bad son, man. It's just you probably feel like you're not, you know.
Because I ain't cried. I feel like I'm wrong for that. I need to cry, and I haven't cried yet.
You cry because you cried then. It's like I don't know how to say it. It comes out of nowhere sometimes.
But I wasn't crying because I missed my mom. I just started crying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when I got done crying. And it wasn't like I was like, oh, but you know, bawling, snotting.
Yeah,
but
I
cried and I was like, what the fuck? And I wiped my eyes and I'm like, damn, I'm fucking crying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I got myself together and I'm like, all right, cool. But then I was like, why the fuck did I start crying? And then I was just thinking about it and I'm like, damn, I was like, maybe it was because of my mother. But I'm like, the scene had nothing to do with parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or a mother dying or nothing. So I was just like, I was lost. Like,
Maybe it was like a old memory or something.
I don't know. I don't know what caused me to cry. Mm-hmm. But after I cried, And I've been struggling with this for about a month now, and I even talked to Biggie about it, because I was like, I told her, like I'm telling you now, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, I don't want to say like a failure, but I feel like a bad son, if that makes sense.
You feel like you trying to look for it.
Like I feel like, why can't I cry? Biggie said it's because I haven't accepted it yet.
Yeah.
She says, like, she goes, maybe you haven't accepted your mother being dead already. And it's like, I feel like, yes, I have. Like, I know she's dead. I know she is.
It hasn't really, like, hit you. Like, it's, you know, the mom, it's like where the moment is like, damn, like, you know, it's like a damn moment. It hits you. And then all of a sudden, well, that's how it happens to me. Like, sometimes, like, you know, you won't cry, and when it hits you, I don't know. It's like your brain just, damn, like,
yeah,
it really like happened, and all of a sudden,
that's what I'm waiting for. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I want to cry, but I haven't, or. I don't know.
It's like the same thing where, you know, you want to scream, but you don't. Like, you can feel it. Like, you just want to just fucking yell, but you don't. It's just like, but you can, it's weird. It's like, you can feel it. But
like the buildup.
It's like you screaming inside. You can feel yourself like, it's weird.
I don't know. But I'm saying that to say that I do worry about you, bro. I do. I really do, man. And I'm concerned for you.
Yeah, I'm all right. I just trying at least watch stuff that make me laugh and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, I'll be all right.
You want to remember the good memories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always, I don't know. You always got your memories.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. And I'm like, I wanted to, you know, like, I don't know. It was weird being around my family. It wasn't weird. It was just like.
No, it's the reason you're around them. It's not like you just bumped into them like, 'cause it's Saturday and, hey, I want to have lunch with y'all. It was, you know, the reason you guys congregated, you know what I'm saying?
They was all, but the crazy part about it is they was all celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And I'm sitting there like,
Yeah.
They was supposed to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
And I sat there, I'm like, I wasn't going to that. I wasn't going,
You wasn't feeling that. It wasn't in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, that Thursday in the middle of working, I got a text by Bubba like, our cousin Greg passed. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's my mom's like favorite cousin.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, regardless of the once removed or distance or degree of separation, family is family, bro. And it is how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're entitled to feel like, however it is, you're entitled to feel about it.
It's like, just talking to her about it, she was just so mad at him. She was like, because he pushed us away. He pushed us away. Because I had a relationship with him when I was a kid, but like afterwards, I just didn't see him no more because he moved away and then he came back.
Life
and
happened.
He was in the Army.
Life happened.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig it.
But she was frustrated, like, why? She was like, why didn't, like, you know, why couldn't he just, like, you know, try and spend more time with us? He had planned something and not show up to it.
Right.
And she was like, I like, you know, I missed him. I wanted to see him, like, you know.
Well, that's like I told you with any form of death. us as humans, as man, that's us being selfish. Like she just said, I want to see him. Mm-hmm. I miss him. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know what I'm saying? It's what our own selfish needs, what we want. Mm-hmm. It ain't never for the other person or for the person who's deceased. It's about us.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying she's wrong for that. We're human. All of us fucking do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want my mother back because I want her back. Yeah. There's no concern or to do with her health or what she wanted or how she felt or her. I want her back because that's my fucking mom's, damn it. I want her back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're human. What the fuck we do.
Yeah. And it just made me, like, realize, like, you know, I don't know. It made me realize how I am, like, how I'm basically, like, pushing everybody away because I don't know. I don't know.
Because you're emotional?
Yeah.
I get it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, neither. You're entitled to be that way. You deserve to be that way, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want nobody to feel that way about me, so I'm just trying to push through my shit and just, like, still try and show up and, you know, hang out and, you know, come see everybody.
You know, I had this conversation with a cousin of mine a few weeks ago, and I had to talk to her and tell her and even admit to myself, like, you know, sometimes you're just being a bad friend.
Yeah.
You know, and I admit that, you know, and there are times where you and I won't speak for a week.
Yeah.
And it's never the fact that I don't give a fuck about you, but it's, I get caught up in my own shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then there are other times where it's every other day we're texting, you good, you all right, hey, I seen this, look at this, ha ha that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of us need to take a step back sometimes and just realize that we can't expect people to move and react the way we would or want them to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that a lot of times it's our fault. Yeah. We are the one to blame. And it's okay to say that, you know, that sometimes we don't call enough. Or sometimes we don't text enough, or sometimes we don't show up enough. We get invited all the time. I don't feel like going out. I don't feel like being around people. I don't feel like doing this. I don't want to fucking drive.
Yeah,
and, you know what I'm saying? And it's sometimes it's us.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, okay. I'm not saying you're wrong for that, but you might have to work on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
You just might have to.
That's what I definitely think. I'm like, I just gotta, like, basically build myself up. Like, you know, like, it's basically not like going to work because I'm 10 times out of 10 gonna enjoy what I'm doing when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like the mentality of going to work. That drive is like the mentality.
Right, the motivation of having to get up, get dressed, wash your mouth, mm-hmm. wash your face, get mm-hmm. in the car, head. Yeah, it's the
gas
test.
Station, coffee, water.
Yeah.
Oh, did I eat?
I feel like that every week on my bike night. I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, I have this dread where I'm like, fuck. I had to get dressed. And it's not just like putting on regular, well, even though my regular clothes is pretty close to my bike night clothes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to wear specific shit, certain colors, wear certain things in certain pockets on the flags and, you know, put my armor on, make sure my armor's clean and my armor's dusted off. And it's like, sometimes it's a task just to get ready. And I enjoy those nights.
Yeah.
But it's just a real task to get ready and have to head out. And then, like, oh, here we go.
It's just the process. It's not about being there. It's just the process of doing, like, the buildup of getting there. It's like, man.
Like, I'll say this past week, and Biggie was pissed at me. And I'll be honest with you, I'm pissed at myself because last week, one of our prospects needed a ride, so I picked him up and took him to bike night,
mm-hmm.
and I took him home. But I was so fucked up I don't remember where I took them, nor do I remember going home. I do remember running off the curb and hitting shit and, oh, shit, and getting back on the road. Oh, I remember just doing dumb shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I made it home. Thank God I didn't crash or hit anything or do nothing. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember. I was so fucked up. I don't remember the drive home. I don't remember dropping. I don't remember where I dropped him off. I remember us driving and him being in the truck and him like, yo, Cat, you straight? I'm like, oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. I remember him like, hey, yo, watch out. And me swerving and, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I remember bits and pieces. But I couldn't tell you if I took him to his house, his girl's house, his cousin's house. Excuse me. I don't know where I took him.
Yeah.
I also don't remember me driving home from that destination. Mm-hmm. So it's fucked up. I don't like being like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then I of course I can see that I got home safe, walked in the house. I see what time I got there because it's security camera. So everything is timestamped.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's fucked up. And then I woke up, you know, a few hours later, talked to Biggie, did whatever, and told him what was going on. And I wasn't hungover, but that's because I took precautions not to be hungover.
Yeah.
Making sure I drink a full Verner's with a stand back and taking my, you know, my liquid IVs and shit and whatever. So the headaches and the grogginess wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But I was fucked up, bro. I was really fucked up. And I shouldn't have been like that driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how you just do stuff and you disappoint yourself?
Yeah, and it just sits there like...
Yeah, and I've still been like, sitting with it like, man, that was bad.
Yeah,
that was bad. And then I go in my truck, and you know how I keep my truck, right?
Yeah.
All my tools and everything in my truck was disheveled. It was all disorganized because I was hitting bumps and swerving and slamming on the brakes, and so everything got fucked up and moved around. And when I got in the truck the next day, I was like, fuck. Like, well, what the fuck did I do?
Because
now I got to clean my truck out and reorganize it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong? What is wrong with you?
Right.
You know? And it's one of those where you look in the mirror like, you piece of shit, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong? What's wrong with you doing some dumb shit? How fucking old are you again? How old are you?
Like, I made a mistake and bagged into my cousin's car and shit. But I only tapped it, but it was just the fucking principle.
Yeah, like, and it's like, dog, like, come on, man.
This was what? Yeah, this was Friday.
I'm going to say this had to be real recent.
Man, I was fucking pissed. I'm like, but it... And me and Bubba got into an argument and shit, which I got to apologize to her because it was like...
You was wrong?
Yeah, because, like, I let my anger get the best of me. I started fucking punching the steering wheel and all that shit.
Classic Kobe, man. Old Kobe.
She was just trying to calm me down. And I'm like, this is some fucking bullshit. I'm like, I got to pay for this shit if it's something wrong with it. But me, I'm not really, like, you know, am I right, man?
You was caught in your emotions at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she was like, see, look, ain't nothing wrong with it. We look, my cousin like, oh no, it's all right, man. I got bullet holes in it and all that shit. Because he bought the car in Tennessee when he was going to college, and it had bullet holes in the car. He's like, well, it still run. Like,
yeah, that fucking like, shit, it worked.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm the shit, young college student. Shit, somebody, a car is a car. Fuck it.
I'm laughing in my head. Dog, we killing this water right now, bro. Man. Come on, water gang, gang, gang.
Man, hey, almost gone, bro.
Right, I'm like, really? I got this much left. I was looking at it, and I'm like, damn, I should have brought the other bottle from downstairs.
Man.
Because I got one more of these big ones left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I like water. You know, I drink a lot of fucking water.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, I'm laughing because you're talking about bullet holes and shit. And I just referred to you. Friday night, I was talking to Biggie because I was telling her my fucking gums is really bothering me, my tooth and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear, I sound a little, well, I think I sound different. I don't know if I do or not, but whatever. Yeah. But I was telling her that, You and one of my other cousins always be talking shit, because when I be like, man, this hurt or that hurt or whatever, whatever, the first smart ass answer out your mouth is, you be all right. You been shot before. You be all right. I laugh because I was just talking about that. And here you go about your cousin. He was like, it's got bullet holes in it. Like, man. Hey, so do I. Like,
man, shut the fuck up. You know that would have got me too, though. If you would have been there and said, like, so do I. I would have went from being mad to just cracking the fuck up.
What do me and your car have in common? We're holy.
Oh my God. No, you gotta add Jesus in the joke too. What do me, your car?
See what I'm saying? Man. What does me, Jesus, and your car have in common?
Man. That's a church joke. Unless somebody get it the wrong way though. I mean, you can do it in two ways.
Hey, wait, way. I should have done this. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was slipping. That deserves one of the man, yeah, no, I was just commenting that, and I was talking to Biggie actually yesterday about you too, because I was like, man, I'm fucking worried about him, and you know, this is after you and I spoke. Oh, and for the record too, like I said, Jorge loves that fucking jersey, and it fits perfect. Perfect, because I went to his mom's house, and because it's been here for like a week. And a little bastard didn't come over last weekend like he always does. He's always over here.
Yeah.
And he called me. He was like, Papa, he goes, I really want to stay with Mama this weekend. And I was like, yeah. Whatever you want is fine. You know, I'm not going to make you come over, but, you know, whatever you want to do.
I wanted you to come over, though.
Right. You know, but I don't want to put pressure on him. So I was it's whatever you want, kid.
Yeah.
And he said that he goes, because my friend Jason and his cousin are going to be online. And they had this whole session, the game, all day Saturday. They wanted to play the game and be online together. And they all week they've been building up to it. So he wanted to stay home because he had his system and his headphones and all his shit. Versus when he comes here, he has to use my shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's like, no, I'm going to stay here because we about to get some gaming in, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, all right, that's cool, kid. Do your thing. I want you to have fun. Enjoy your friends. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. And I hung the phone up and I was like, no, motherfucker, don't want to see me by myself. I even told Biggie, I was like, my son don't love me. He go pick his friends over me.
I
was like, all right, man. So fast forward to this weekend. And again, he's like, man, me and his cousin had so much fun. We're going to do it again. I'm like, fuck your friends.
Hey, you gonna drive to one of their house? Hey, hold on, little bastard.
Hey, go outside and pull the fucking circuit breaker out. Now you ain't got no power. Play the game now. Like, but I drove to his house yesterday because I wanted to give him a jersey. Mm-hmm. And Jahila had called me and she was like, Daddy, it's a mail here for you. You got to come pick up. It's been here for a few days. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because very rarely do I ever get mail there. But I'm like, all right, let me go get my mail and see what's up, you know? Mm-hmm. And I went there. And when I got there, I knocked on the door. And his mother opened the door. And she goes, hey. And I go, hey. She goes, come on in. I said, all right, thank you. So come in and close the door. And she walks off again back to the other side of the house. So I'm like, where's Jorge? She goes, over there in the living room. So I walk in the living room. This boy is laid out on the couch, pillows, blanket, phone, just maxing, relaxing, he was watching something on Netflix. Oh, Mockingjay Part 1 on Netflix.
Okay.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I said, what's up, kid? He goes, hey, Papa. And I threw the bag at him and it popped him in the face. He's like, oh. And he grabbed it. He goes, what's this? And I go, read it. And he looks and he sees his name and he sees your name and he goes, oh, because it has your first and last name.
Yeah.
And it says, or his first and last name.
Yeah.
And so he goes, literally, that was his reaction. He goes, oh,
Man.
And he goes, how do I open it? How do I open it? And I go, you need help? And he goes, yeah. So I put my knife out, slice the bag. And he goes, yippee, 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 yippee. He's turning. He opens it up and he goes, this is the greatest jersey ever.
It was probably like a little,
like, you know? I promise you, in his mind, a light shined from behind it and it descended from the rafters of the house. And he was like, oh. Yes. So I told him, I said, here, I said, hey, kid, I said, go try it on. Make sure it fits. He goes, okay. And he went, tried it on. He comes out, he goes, and when he came out, he's, he goes, And I looked and I said, it looks good, kid. If it's real good. He goes, I love it. He goes, can I wear it the rest of the day? And I was like, I said, you ain't going nowhere. He goes, yeah, but I don't want to take it off. Yeah. And I said, all right. I said, I'll tell you what, wear it. Just don't eat in it. If you're going to eat, take it off. He goes, okay. And then he lays back down. He's like, this is my new skin.
It's probably from I think it might be like Fortnite talk.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He was fucking stoked.
Man.
Then he saw the price tag on it. He goes, and he looked at it. He goes, this cost $100. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, my uncle loves me.
Hell yeah.
I said, yeah, he do. I said, we got to call him in a second. Tell him, thank you. Okay.
Man.
That's how when I called you, heard Rebecca. He was like, thank you.
Yeah. But that shit, man. Phew.
When I tell you, you made his fucking day, bro. You made his fucking day. That boy was fucking ecstatic through the roof.
Uncle Kobe. Oh, here like, you know I love you.
Then his mother seen it. She was like, oh, that's cute. She was like, why he get him that? And I was like, and I said, because he fucking wanted to. And she's like, well, excuse me. You excused? What the hell?
Because he fucking wanted to.
Right. Why he get him that? Because the sun came up. That's why. Like, don't worry about it. Damn.
It was
you
a brisk
it?
Wednesday afternoon.
See what I'm saying?
The morning dew was springing off flowers in the cloud.
But it was fucking dope, though. Jorge fucking loved it, bro. He was fucking through the roof, man. So, bro, you know what, man? We've been talking this whole time. We didn't even do the fucking intros or nothing. Man, fuck these intros today. This is just us. We kicking it, bro. This is just us.
Yeah, fuck it.
We going back to the I'm Not As Stingy Drunk I Am podcast days.
Y'all know who it is.
Y'all know. Yeah. Because we damn near like 30, 40 minutes in, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck it. The show started. We already here. We here.
Yeah, fuck it. Might as well.
But yeah, he was fucking, he was excited, bro. I'm glad, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem, man. Anytime.
Oh, Biggie told me to tell you specifically too that she sends her condolences to you and the family.
Thank you very much.
So, what you doing next weekend?
Next weekend.
Yeah. Or this coming weekend.
Ain't we supposed to be going to brunch?
Are we?
I think Mike said the 25th.
All right, let's check it out. Cause I'm gonna bring MJ with me. I'm bring Biggie with me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring Biggie with me.
But they might not even give it to me off though. So I don't know because.
Oh yeah.
I put my shit in late in the system and shit because fucking.
Oh, it is like online bullshit now.
Yeah, I had to reset my shit. Right. Even though I feel like online is more convenient because you be at the crib.
You ain't got to
like,
deal with nobody.
Yeah.
Well, if we do it, cool. If not, then I don't know. We figure something out, bro. Either way, maybe you come down to record next weekend if we don't do brunch.
I was about to say, I can still come down on Sunday.
Yeah, come
baby.
Down. I want to do something, bro. I want us all to go do something.
Okay.
Go get a fucking drink, go bowling, go to the movie, do
something. I just thought of something. It's a comedy show that I wanted to see this comedian, you know, Marcus, next Sunday, actually, the 26th.
Okay.
I forgot. I think it's the House of Comedy or something. I don't know. I know it's downtown Detroit.
Yeah, the Detroit House of Comedy.
Yeah. I'm trying
Yeah, let's figure something out. We'll
to.
figure something out. We'll figure something out.
I'll look for it later.
We'll figure something out. Definitely.
And my memory is, let me set a reminder. My memory is shit. Alarm. Where's the alarm? Where's the alarm? I'm gonna put an alarm and it's gonna say House of Comedy. Then this is how it's gonna go. It's gonna go off. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is my alarm going off for? And I'm gonna look at it and I'm gonna be like, House of Comedy. Why the fuck did I write down House of Comedy? And then it's gonna boom in my head. I'm like,
Oh
oh,
yeah.
like, duh.
Dirt
I'm gonna set
dirt.
it for 220. Yeah, 220.
All right.
Label. No, here.
This is one comedian. Let me see if I can find him right now, real quick. I forget his fucking name, but he's I see his shit all the time on
This question comes up
on
all the time.
TikTok, and
Instagram.
let me see, because if I scroll through his shit, I'm sure I'll come across his page somewhere.
See, that's what I want to start doing, going to comedy clubs, man.
Well, you know, I love comedy clubs. You know, I love that shit.
I've never been.
Oh,
Only been
I
to
love comedy
Mandy's.
shows, bro. Love comedy shows.
Only been to Mandy's on comedy night. That shit don't count.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, it counts, but it's not like a real comedy club.
Yeah, yeah,
Mandy's
yeah,
is
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah.
bar, and like, you know, it's a bar. They just decided to have comedy nights and all this.
I know there's like I said, there's this one guy. I'm trying to find him right now because he's fucking hilarious. He's coming to Detroit, even though his show is sold out already. Because when I saw he was coming here, I was like, "Ooh, I want to go!" And his show was already sold the fuck out. It's
He
gonna be at the Detroit Comedy Club.
might add another one since it's short, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah,
Cause
I
see
don't. Yeah, I don't know.
how they working
All right, here we
nowadays, they
go.
have it somewhere else.
Mr. Nate Jackson is his name.
Oh yeah, Nate Jackson.
Yeah, here, and just so y'all know who it is, I'm about to here, I'm gonna play a little bit of, I'm gonna just play one of his little skits here, but he'd be having me dying.
That Stevie Wonder one had me crying, man.
Me see.
We're trying to survive, God damn it. This is a black-owned business that opened during a pandemic. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you and you, Tick and Tock. I appreciate both y'all for showing up. Y'all came from a long way away or just down the street. Everett, so you was on TikTok like, wait a minute, he's here? 4 in the morning yesterday? Damn. Fuck was you doing up? Playing Pie Gal? Came from Everett. Anybody else come from that far? He's the realest in the room. Y'all bullshit. Some of y'all came from the east side, like, man, we gotta go way over to Husband. They've been driving for the last 3 hours. In the fast lane. I saw y'all out there earlier too. A little Suzuki passed me. Zoom. I was like, what's y'all name? What's your nationality? Okay. Thought you were gonna be like Thai. What's yours? And what's your nationality? Filipino? Y'all supposed to be enemies. Don't y'all got the civil war going on over there? Your baby mama's Filipino? You know his baby mama? Who are you to her? She's your niece? His daughter's your niece? So your sister is his baby mama? Why you didn't say it that way? Yeah. We don't got no pants.
I was thinking the same thing.
On Pacific Island tonight, we be having lumpia and shit. So that would have, you'd have been like, this is crazy, red rice? We don't have nothing for you. Hennessy, you got the Hennessy, yeah? Y'all don't know that, black people. Vietnamese people drink more Hennessy than us. I found out the wrong way. We had Vietnamese night in this bitch, and I didn't stock up on Hennessy. I didn't know what they drank. It was at the bar. Oh my man, no Hennessy. Oh my. Oh my man. Half the crowd left and went to chips, man. It's fucked up. They went right over there and start gambling.
But I like him because, like, when I watch his videos, it's the crowd interaction that really gets me.
Yeah.
And so he's always picking up people. He'll talk shit, laugh, who the fuck who you are. There was one that I was laughing at because he asked them to bring the house lights up. Mm-hmm. So they brought him up, and he goes, holy fuck, brother, I didn't see you there. He goes, you black as shit. He goes, I didn't even know there was a person there.
Like,
I just like his interaction with the crowd and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a funny guy. But yeah, Mr. Nate, so Nate Jackson. And let's see, he says here he's coming to Detroit.
You about to get a play some music.
Okay, he was, yeah, no, I had to turn the volume. I should have done that, my bad. Detroit, Michigan. Oh, he was just here March 18th through the 19th.
Oh, that's today.
Yeah, March 18th and 19th. Yep, and it's just, yeah, sold out.
Man, I wish I would have known. I just want to go. I want to go to a comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah, but I enjoy comedy. I love stand-up comedy. I do, like I said. And even for me, like my Father's Day gift, I got, told you, back in August of last year. And that was from my mom's. She bought me tickets to go see George Lopez when he was here at the Masonic.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, so that was real bittersweet for me, because I said my mother had already died, and she still gave me a gift in her death. And I was like, that was, you know, yeah, it was cool. It was
cool.
Yeah, but I love comedy, because I've never missed when Gabriel Iglesias comes to Detroit. I never miss one of his performances. Fucking amazing. I gotta
check him out, though, because I always see him on stuff and I find myself laughing. But
he's
I never really check his stuff out, though.
Yeah, he's a funny motherfucker, bro.
I think it's because I was watching his TV show and I'm like, it wasn't all that funny, but it's because it was a, like, you know,
yeah, Fox, it was all
he
scripted.
Had to clean it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm
maybe
that's what it was. I'm like, people, like, everybody, like, check out his stand-up, because everybody, yeah, my cousins,
he's a funny bastard.
Yeah.
Real funny guy. Yep. Yeah. So, and then I love that I've seen Dave Chappelle before. I've seen who the other big names you might recognize. Because I love going to comedy shows in general. Mm-hmm. So I try to catch as much as I could. I haven't gone a lot in the last year or so, but, you know, it's because of life. But
yeah,
I've always enjoyed it. Even going to just, like, regular regular stand-up comedies here. Like, I like the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak. And and shout out to Joshua Adams, one of my homeboys from high school. He does stand-up comedy, and he's a real funny guy. Another funny guy here locally here in Detroit. And like I said, I like going to the comedy clubs, because it's great to see the people's interactions and see how they adapt and move in certain areas, you know?
Yeah.
And remember, I even told you, like, bro, I want to see if I can write 5 minutes and perform it on the pod, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know how
you did it?
Me and my dumb shit, I want to write a 5-minute bit.
Oh, you ain't did it yet.
No, I haven't done it yet.
I thought you was about to flip up with the surprise. I'm gonna say,
No, I haven't. No. I haven't done it yet. No, but I want to sit down and actually write out the skit. Because they rehearse them. They rehearse them. You know,
yeah.
And of course, it's like knowing the lyrics to a song. You know your song.
Yeah.
And you can ad lib and change the words up as you go.
Yeah.
But you still know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is
they said, I think they, my bad, I'm gonna let you finish.
No, go ahead, go.
I think they were saying like Bernie Mac did it so good, you would think it was a different joke.
Right,
telling
right,
the
right.
Same joke that he told last night, but you would think it was a totally different joke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They said he was just so good at that, like, yep. Like ad-libbing, just adding different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it they say it's even funnier the next time you tell the damn joke. So
see, and I was fortunate enough to, it wasn't a Bernie Mac performance. Mm-hmm. But I was at an improv theater in Chicago, Illinois. And
old enough. So yeah, go ahead.
And Bernie Mac came through. He was just there and went on stage and did five, you know, he did like a real quick 5 minute, you know, and that was it. He didn't actually get up to perform, but he got up and talked shit. And I was like, oh man, it was fucking bad. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was probably around TV show Bernie Mac. He probably it was
during when the Bernie Mac show was on.
He was
just like, hey man, you know, I'm here, want to show love, appreciate all the young comics doing their thing. He gave him a little words of encouragement, told like three or four little punchline jokes, and all right y'all, peace. And that was it, you know. Like I said, maybe 7 minutes and under, that was it.
Yeah.
And that was the only time I ever can say that I saw him perform.
Right.
Because I never was fortunate enough to go to one of his shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My yeah, but it was
Kings
dope.
Of Comedy.
Yeah. Well, Kings of Comedy, I don't think, no.
You said no.
I wouldn't have been able to go to that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Could I have? No, I couldn't have.
No, you could have snuck in.
But... I could have snuck in, yeah. But yeah, fucking dope.
Yeah, what you talking about? This is me.
Well, like I told you, I haven't been caught since I was 16.
You was around, what, 16 when that came up? Kings, 98, 2000, around that time.
I'm about to find out right now. When the King
it might be 97. Out.
I could have went. Yeah. I could have went.
Yeah. You like, yeah.
Yeah, I could have went.
I just made it. Mm-hmm. Man. But I wish I could have seen him. I wish I could have seen Red Fox. I wish I could have seen my man's from Bay Bay's Kids, man. I always forget his name. Robin Williams. Ain't that his name?
Robin Williams?
Nah.
You mean Robert Townsend?
No. Is it Robert Townsend?
Robin Williams is white.
No, that's the Five Heartbeats. Rob, hold on, let me look.
That's what I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm tripping. Babe. I ain't mean to butcher his name. People probably killing me for that.
They don't fucking know either.
Robin Harris.
He's fucking doing it again.
Oh, the bugger.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because your nose looks so tiny on here.
We're going now. Okay, I'll see you now. Okay.
The bugger.
Yeah.
Effect.
The booger effect.
Where the hell is Mill?
Oh shit! Did you see the boogeyman that I sent? Did I send it to you? So you know, semi stupid, the comedian, right?
Listen
to this. It was stupid.
Oh, and my headsets are in Detroit.
Nice.
So I have.
I heard you kicked my son in the dick.
Yeah.
I did, sir. Okay, why?
Well, sir.
He stole Dave Brubaker's pogs. Oh. Your ass looks good in those pants.
Thanks.
I did that because you stole somebody's pogs today.
Who pogs?
The fucking nobody?
That fucking nobody is Dave Brubaker. He used to mow my lawn. I'd pay him $6. Then I had to fire him because he was wiping boogers all over me and your Uncle Frank here. You know what we used to call him?
The Boogeyman?
Yep, the Boogeyman. But it wasn't just boogers. He used to jam large objects up our rectums while we took naps.
Oh.
I once saw him put 2 Jack Daniels bottles up somebody's butt and then put a bunch of boogers on their face. 2 fucking Jack Daniels bottles. Right up the ass. And then you, 3 days after he was fired from his new job at Kaiser Permanente, steal his fucking pogs.
Father, I can make this right.
Could you listen to anything I just said?
Papa, you have choice, bravo.
I don't know what you're saying, but listen. There's nothing you can do, okay? Dave will come for you. He will wipe boogers on you, and then he'll shove things up your butt. There's no goddamn thing you can do about it.
Jack Ross, I mean, that's not a goddamn thing you can do.
So he did it as a parody to John Wick.
Fucking, ain't the 4th one out or about to come out?
It comes out this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think it comes out Tuesday.
That's weird as shit.
Let me see. Hang on.
Well, yeah. Shit.
I don't know why we're trying to find it this way. I need to fucking just go ahead and Google it and find out exactly. Oh, nope, that ain't it. Dumbass. I'm just being difficult right now, that's all. Yeah, let me just Google it. I'm being fucking retarded.
Giggity.
John Wick Chapter 4 is released March 24th on Jorge's birthday.
That'd be a good movie to see for the B-Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta catch up on, I gotta catch up. I only watched the first one and half of the second one. I fell asleep.
You're no friend of mine.
Man, but it's one of the, I don't really like to watch like movies and shit like that anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to be in a mood. It has to be.
Fucking Disney, a Marvel drop ever.
That's different. Marvel is, you look, speaking of, hey.
Lord.
Man, Marvel is life. And DC, because I'm still living off of fucking the Christian Bale Batmans and the. I'm like, it happened before where, like, you know.
Yeah.
You had, what's my man's name? How am I forgetting it? People's names today. The first Batman, movie Batman.
Michael
not
Keaton?
Adam West.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah, Michael Keaton. Oh, which he's making his return.
Yeah, you seen that?
Yes. But that whole, like, world is destroyed because of, like, they revamping fucking DC.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be how they revamp it, and they basically get rid of all the actors and shit.
I'm okay with it.
I don't know. Sir, I don't feel like it was the actors. I felt like it was the scripts. They did the best they could. Like, because I liked them as the characters. I couldn't really complain about nobody except for Will Smith as fucking
Deadshot. It,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it was just Will Smith as Will Smith. I love Will Smith, but that's my problem with him. It's like I just see Will Smith. Like,
that's my issue with Denzel Washington. I told you, he plays the same shit in every fucking role.
Nah.
Yes, he does. No, yes, he does.
No, he does not.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy his movies. I do. But he does Denzel Washington, Al Pacino, fucking Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. They all do the same shit in every fucking movie. Yes, they do. I like all their movies. I like Robert De Niro movies. I like Al Pacino movies. I like Denzel Washington. But they what do about, the same thing.
What was that? Bad Grandpa. What about on that movie?
He did the same shit too.
He
did
Fockers, that
just like he did
mind.
Fucking Meet the Fockers. Fockers.
Yeah, never yeah. mind. Meet the Parents. Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes.
Yeah. God yes. Damn. Damn.
Again, I enjoyed all of those movies. They were funny.
And I'm sitting back thinking about Denzel. I'm like,
yes, the fuck he does.
But when I sit there and think about it, I'm like, he is the same person. Will Smith is the same, man.
Yeah.
Same fucking person.
No. Will Smith has more range. Yes, because listen to me. When have you seen
I'm ashamed of myself because I'm sitting back and thinking of movies and it's kind of like.
So, okay. When have you seen Denzel Washington or Al Pacino break out into song? You haven't. You've seen Al Pacino do it. I mean, you've seen Will Smith do it. You get guys like Christopher Walken who break out into dance and will sing a song in a movie.
Come out
but
of fucking
in the
nowhere.
Next movie, that he's a stone brilliant. Cold killer.
Yes.
Will Smith has more range than they do. He's been Ali. He's been the genie.
No, that was Will Smith.
That's what I just said.
Will Smith was the genie.
That's what I just said.
No, Will Smith. All I seen was Will Smith.
Oh,
but you okay? You got me on Ali.
Let's see, but you see, but you understand what I'm saying? The point that I'm proving, though.
Yeah,
he has more range.
But what about Denzel and Malcolm? Well, damn, that was Denzel.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
I want to save Denzel so bad.
Again, no, don't get me wrong. But it's like I enjoy his movies. Yeah. I do. But he does the same thing in every single movie.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
Golly. What is that about? Yeah. Damn.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Will's, yeah. And it's like he can be an energetic person.
Mm-hmm.
Or he, yeah, because they always basically the same tempo of character.
Yes, yes.
Where Will will go high, Will can go low and be serious. He can be serious, low tone.
He's done things. Will Smith has done things like he's done Pursuit of Happiness, right?
Yeah.
And it, go take your raggedy ass the fuck over there. Go follow him. Dumbass dogs.
They like.
He just knocked over the fucking studio light.
Ooh.
Motherfuckers, damn.
He like, yeah, let me go in the cage.
Right. He's like.
Time out. All right. Time out.
You know, I was just going to suggest that I should go sit in my fucking bed. Right, I should go lay the fuck down. I was just going to say that.
I'll come out when I'm ready, you know. I've learned my lesson.
Lord, damn, fucking, what the fuck was I about? I'm about to make a point. I don't know what I'm about to say. But anyways, Will Smith has more range, bro. He has more range. He does. Same thing. Like I say, like I think The Rock has tried his best to flex his range. I think he has range. The only thing with The Rock is that he's gigantic.
Yes.
So when you see him, you see The Rock, right? But you've seen The Rock play the goofy father figure. You've seen him play the female dominant role where it's a girl stuck in a man's body. You've seen him be the relentless, badass, hardcore cop. You've seen him like you've seen him be a professional, business minded professionals. You know, you've seen him flex his range as to the different persona and characters he can play. Mm-hmm. The only issue with The Rock is he's fucking huge.
Yes.
That's it. He's The Rock. That's just all I mean. What else can you say? You know,
he's literally a big fucking rock. Like
The Rock. That honestly, when you're talking about people with the perfect persona, that is the perfect name for that man, The Rock. Because you see him, you're like, yeah, I agree.
Yes. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious though, because it's like off of his dad, and who would have known this motherfucker would be? Mm-hmm. But his dad was fucking ripped as shit.
Oh, his dad was big too. Yeah,
his dad was ripped as shit. So yeah. Mm. His dad probably, if he came up in this fucking era, man, his dad probably would be fucking happy as shit. Mm-hmm. A kid in a fucking cage because he loved to work out. Mm-hmm. He'd probably, him and The Rock would be walking around like.
Hey, when he gets to the door.
Hey, I'll go. You go. All right. All right. Okay.
Okay, hey,
what's the episode of Family Guy when the two muscle guys they get on a bike and he said tally-ho or something like that? He said, give me a boost, and he said, yep. He give him a boost on the bike and the other one jump up there.
Hop, 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 hop.
Yeah.
Oh shit, bro. Yeah. I'm trying to think now of going back to the actors and shit, like who the fuck else has range like that you've seen in different roles that be real different people? Like Ryan Reynolds. I enjoy Ryan Reynolds movies.
Yes.
But he's the same person in all his movies.
Yes, he is.
Because Ryan Reynolds doesn't act anymore. He's now Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is smart, I feel like.
Yeah, I get it.
Like you said, like the Denzels, like Pacinos, like Will, it's fucking Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how can I not put him in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know when I hear a movie and hear Ryan Reynolds, I'm like, whoo, I want to see this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman. He's a very good ranged actor. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Because we've seen him wear leotards and dance in The Greatest Showman on Earth.
Yeah.
You've seen him be Wolverine. Yeah. You've seen him be the Australian self he is. You've seen him be voiceover characters and you know, he's a ranged actor. He can be different people.
Yeah.
Idris Elba can be different people. He's a ranged actor. Yeah, you've seen it because he gets to cheat because he has his accent. Because there's times you've seen him as an English person doing something. There's times you see him as the American guy, the sex appeal. But then there's times you see him as the fucking my mind is blank. What movie was he in Marvel? He was in Marvel.
As like the gatekeeper or whatever. Like as a superhero or a good guy.
But you know what I'm saying? But I forgot what fucking role he played. But
he was on Thor. He was the guy that opened the bridge and shit.
Oh, okay, there you go. Right. Okay. See, I'm saying, but he can play different people.
So I had to think about it like, oh yeah, he is.
Yeah. Say it. So he's ranged.
So I sat there, I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is ranged. You know what I said? But and again, I'm not saying nothing bad about people who are not ranged actors. I enjoy their movies. I do. Mm-hmm. I love Al Pacino movies. I love Sylvester Stallone movies. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna go see a movie with Sylvester Stallone and expect to see somebody different than Sylvester Stallone.
Wait. I don't know. Rocky.
No, I think Rocky is Sylvester Stallone just relaxed.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think he was like ranged in it? He showed different types of emotions. Like, I think about his movies after that. All he did was action, 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 action. Rocky, even though it is an action movie somewhat, it's also like a dramatic. It's considered a drama.
Drama. Yes. Yeah, because he got upset, he cried, his feelings got hurt, and
yeah.
Still not really range though, but I'll give it to you. We'll allow it. The court will allow it. Sustained.
It's probably because of my Rocky bias though.
So. Again, I enjoy them. I enjoy them. I do. Yeah. I fucking enjoy them.
I decided to see. I'm like, I'm gonna go and see the third one, the third Creed that just came out. But I haven't watched the second one, so I'm in the middle of watching the second one right now. Sorry.
I would say another person is Jet Li.
Same person. Yes, he is.
Same person.
You just know you're gonna get your ass kicked in the movie.
He's gonna walk in real stiff, real bland faced, and do his thing.
Now he kind of tried in Romeo Must Die, but
not very successfully. Yeah, he tried.
He was.
Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan is Jackie Chan.
No.
What other characters has he played? Jackie Chan is Jackie Chan in every movie.
No.
Yes.
He was recently in a movie and I didn't even know he was fucking in the movie.
What was the
I
movie?
Gotta pull that fucking movie up. I'm sorry.
Pretty sure. Show me, Bama.
Yeah, he hold on, Jackie Chan. I didn't even know the motherfucker was in the movie.
I'm dying here. I got to get my other bottle of water. Be right back. All right. While you look that movie up.
Right. So I'm looking up the movie. Everybody. Yeah, I'm trying to look up his most recent movie, but I don't think he's the same person. Jackie Chan. I'm trying to figure it out. Where is IMDb? Here we go. IMDb. That's what I'm on right now, and I'm trying to figure out what movies it was on. Okay, I'm true. No, oh fuck. He's gonna fuck with me. It was a Jackie Chan. I'm sorry, everybody. It wasn't Jackie Chan. I feel stupid.
Which one was it?
It wasn't Jackie Chan.
Who was it?
It was the I don't know why, because I feel like he got older and he looked like him now. The guy off of the fucking Goonies. I didn't even know he was still acting until I just seen the recent. The Asian guy off of the Goonies.
Bro, that was racist as fuck, bro.
No, I didn't mean it in that way. I don't know why I thought it was him for a minute.
You know, all Asian people look alike.
Nope. See, you don't fucking do that. You trying to fuck with me, man.
Oh, no. Shit.
I don't know why I thought it. Because I think I was like, is that Jackie Chan? And it wasn't Jackie Chan. I'm like, no. I'm like, this motherfucker looks familiar, though. And then I sat there, it hit me. I'm like, the fucking Goonies.
Hey, you guys.
Man, what? That movie was brilliant.
Oh, okay. So here's something that we're going to do. I'm going to task you with right now because you're more of a Spotify user. I'm more of an Apple user. Okay.
Okay.
So since we have lost the ability to do our music here on the show, okay,
mm-hmm.
You need to curate a GTD and a Ratchet playlist on Spotify and create links so we can share it with the supporters so those that want to listen can listen.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing for Apple Music. Make a Ratchet and a GTD. And every week, we'll just continue to add songs to it every week.
So ours or... Because I tried to log in off of...
It can be your own thing. It can be yours.
Okay.
It can be yours. As long as they can follow the link, it's fine.
I was about to say, them bastards wouldn't let me in. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like I know for me, like I said, I'm just going to go to pick my phone up and just start a GTD list, Ratchet list, and start adding to it. And then I'll get the link to that playlist, and I'll make it public for people.
Okay.
So if they want to follow, they can follow. Oh, damn. I just realized if I do that, that means they're going to be able to follow my Apple Music shit and see what I listen to. Eh, whatever. I don't care. Yeah.
Yes, you will see some Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, I was just talking to Biggie the other day because we were singing Taylor Swift when I was cooking dinner. And I was telling her, I was like, Kobe would be so mad because he just don't believe that I love Taylor Swift the way that I do. We were singing Shake It Off, Shake It Off. Oh,
that, why is that the only song you know, though?
That was the song that came on. I don't control what came on. It was on random.
That's the only song.
No, that's the song that came on.
Sing another song from Taylor
why,
Swift.
Why do you always got to test my gangster? You always have to test my gangster.
Do not go reaching for that phone. No,
you say who?
I want to see your hands.
My hands are right here. Those are my spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
No, not spirit fingers. What was it? Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Those aren't jazz hands. These are jazz hands.
No, it is spirit fingers. You
it was
right.
Spirit fingers?
Yeah. You was right. Those are it was off of Bring It On.
Is that where that came from?
Yes.
I'm about to look up spirit fingers.
These are spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers. Oh, son of a bitch. I typed in spirit fingers. It says Bring It On 2000 film. Damn, how come I don't remember that shit?
Gabrielle Union was in there.
Here it goes right here.
And Black, I love, well, I wouldn't say I love the movie, but I love looking at them in the movie.
Are we going to get in trouble for playing this?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
It can't be too long, I guess.
Let's roll the dice.
Come on, you fucking motherfucker.
Prepare for total domination. Domination.
Yeah, hey, yup. This is it.
No, I don't think we can get in trouble for audio because people always play audio.
Well, music's audio. We got in trouble for that 49 fucking times.
Thanks for coming.
True.
Do the fucking finger shit, motherfucker.
All
I will attempt to transform your robotic routines into poetry written with the human body. Follow me or perish, sweater monkeys.
Sweater monkeys.
I want you to think of what you ate today. Got it? Now, in cheerleading. Snap your neck!
Yeah, here you go.
These
here you go.
Are not spirit fingers. These are spirit fingers. And these are gold.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm done with it. All right. It's not as funny watching it and the movie as it is reenacting it in my head.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get
whatever.
It.
Anywho, the fuck are we talking about?
We was talking about actors.
Oh yeah.
And then you saying I was racist because I thought the guy from the Goonies.
Oh yeah, you are racist. Yeah.
Bullshit.
You are racist.
I thought he was off of that movie. I thought he was him at first.
Yeah.
No. And then I'm like, no, that's not him.
I got it, man. I mean, hold on. Oh, damn it! She's getting her nails done. Damn, I was gonna call her right now, cause that's what we were talking about was Taylor Swift. I was gonna call Biggie right now and be like, "Baby, what song was playing the other day that we were singing when I was cooking dinner?" And why she was gonna be like, "Taylor Swift, Shake It Off,"
cause that's the only song you got on there.
That's the song that came on.
That's the only song.
It was the one in rotation.
So wait, was this off of your like playlist?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it ran. Yeah, that's the only Taylor Swift song you got on there.
No, it's not. I have a bunch of Taylor Swift on my fucking phone. I am the president of Taylor Swift in the Detroit area. I'm the Swiftie fan club president here in the Detroit metro area.
Swiftie?
Yes, we're called Swifters.
No.
We are.
Swifties.
No, my chapter is called Swift. Don't tell me what my chapter is called. I know what my chapter is called. You don't fucking tell me. You're not part of the fucking Swifters.
Hey, so y'all like the so it's like your biker club.
Hey,
y'all got chapters.
You leave them out of this.
I'm saying so y'all got chapters.
Yes, we have chapters.
Yeah.
Oh, see, look, she just texted me right now. Hold on, hold on, let me see. Can you talk real quick?
That's still, the fact still remains. That's the only
look, it's very delicate, okay? And I'm going to say that you need to calm down, all right?
Bullshit.
I'm just saying. It's, don't be mad because we have style. Oh, I don't know who that is.
You full of shit.
See, I'm such a Swifter. You didn't understand that I was just naming Taylor Swift songs, sir.
Bullshit.
I was. You need to calm down. Delicate and style are Taylor Swift songs.
That's because.
And you know, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm in my text message.
Who quizzed you on that?
Nobody. I keep telling you, I'm a Swift. You read it at 12:59. Why can't you respond, baby? That means she can't talk. Damn, the one time I need her to be on the phone so she can prove a point.
You're not a Swiftie.
I'm a Swift. Ryan, that's right. I'm not a Swiftie. I'm a Swifter. We're Swifters.
You're not a Swifter.
We have a choreographed dance routine where we use Swifters to project our Swifters.
Shut the fuck up. Bullshit. I'm calling you out. Bullshit. When was Taylor Swift born?
92.
Let's see. No, I'm talking about the month. Day and year.
Oh, I don't know her month and day and year. I get this confused with our chapter anniversary. Babe, respond. The one time you I want her to respond instantly.
You full of shit. So how are you a Swifter? You don't even know her birth.
You don't know her birthday.
Exactly, because I'm not a Swifter.
No, you. No, she was. She was born in. No, I lied. Cause she's a
She's older than me, first and foremost. No, she's a year older than me, I think. First and foremost, she was born in. Cause 89.
You were born in 90, right?
Yes.
So she was born in 89. She's a December baby.
You just read.
No, I promise you. I promise you.
1989.
You see? Look, see, and then the other one's not even turned on yet.
Mm-hmm.
See, can you see him or no?
Mm-hmm. You also have a computer.
I can't show you my computer screen. But you didn't even see me type. My keyboard's over here. My keyboard's here.
Mm-hmm. You the Puerto Rican Tony Stark. I don't trust you.
All right, she's not responding.
You got some device somewhere.
She ain't responding. Whatever. Anyways, I am a Taylor Swift fan. So for those of y'all that don't believe me, y'all can go to hell. I'm a huge Swifter. And so this is something that me and Kobe have argued about for years.
He is not.
Years.
He's a frog.
I am no frog.
Hey, phony.
I am not a frog. And I don't even ride no ponies.
The phony. We need that guy to come out of nowhere.
I went and got my water. Oh, yeah. Oh, from Family Guy. The guy's a big fraud.
Hey, guys. Man. It's like blending in the fucking thing, so you can't even see. Damn, I forgot to give me some
water. Water. I love water.
Man.
So, for those of y'all that a little fact about me, I drink a fuckload of water here at home.
Yeah,
like in my house, I rarely ever have beverages to offer anybody. If it's not beer or liquor, I only ever have water to offer you because I don't have flavored beverages unless my son's around. Then I'll go to the store and buy soda or juice or something like that. But because I always only ever just drink water here in the house. So whenever I go out in public, I don't drink water. I always drink sodas or something, or I get some kind of flavored beverage because that's my, when I'm out the house, I don't drink water.
Yeah.
Unless I'm in my truck, then I drink water because I always have water in my truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Yeah. No, I drink juice though. I always fuck with juice, cranberry juice, lemonade. And my favorite, tea.
Ugh.
Tea is very delicious. Tea makes the world go round.
No, it doesn't. I yelled at my son about that the other day.
Yes.
Because I was like, I want some coffee. He was like, let me get some tea. And I'm like, you're no son of mine.
He's the goat. He's the goat for that. Definitely.
Mm-mm-mm. I got heartburn now.
Heartburn free with Pepsi and AC. No. But shit. Yeah.
I don't know. It's I think we're close to that time. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're at a buck. We're just under a buck 30 because we're over a buck 30, but I gotta take some time off.
Okay.
So yeah, so we're about that time.
Okay.
So y'all, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. This was an abnormal episode.
Yes.
And I want to say this is episode 190, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it's 190.
Yeah, because the last one, we didn't get together.
Yeah, the last one was just me talking shit.
Yeah.
Man, when I tell you that the platform that I used, I appreciate them for distributing our podcast and making it so easy for us to be heard on multiple different devices and multiple different platforms. You guys are an amazing distribution center, and I truly do appreciate you for that. However, your tools and regulations used in order to create and curate podcasts on your platform fucking suck monkey dick, okay?
Yes.
You guys can gargle a bull's cock with your stepmother's ass. Okay, because that shit is horrible. Sorry, I had to use my big boy voice.
Well, yeah, remember we had tried it before and it was
Did you hear the last week's episode?
Not yet.
Go back and listen. Go back and listen.
My headphones.
Bro, it's 13 minutes long. It's 13 minutes long. Go listen to it.
Oh, yeah, I'll listen to it.
It's 13 minutes long. You know me. So yeah. You're going to hear instantly when I get frustrated. You're going to be like, oh, right there. Right here. That's the time. Yep. He lost his shit right here.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was so fucking pissed.
Wait, no, you ain't about to tell me. I'll be listening. I just go like, you know,
I'm guilty of not listening to our show.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm here when we record it. Then I re-listen to it like two or three times when I'm editing it. Mm-hmm. Then I listen to it again when I'm actually distributing it. So mm-hmm. when it actually comes out for the public to hear, I'm like, I've heard like this four fucking times by now. I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah.
So I'm very guilty of not listening to our own show.
I try and catch up when I'm at work and shit. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens like when I'm editing that I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh man, I should have said that. Oh, that's right. You know what? I don't think that's correct. Or man, then maybe I was wrong here. What the fuck was I doing?
Or
Kobe did
laughing.
Have a point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but that's after the fact when I'm editing, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like right now it is 1:08 p.m. on Sunday, March 19th. I'll probably start editing this around 6 because I am gonna lay the fuck down.
Yeah.
And when I start editing it again, then I of course have to listen to it because I'm listening to it while I edit it. And it'll be ready for Monday at 8 a.m. like always.
Okay. Send the video.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Well, you already saw how long it takes for it to fucking do the thing, but as soon as it does it, I got you.
Okay. I was about to say when you lay down, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what? I think this was a good episode because this was really you and I talking. We didn't have a gimmick. We didn't have nothing. And honestly, those of you listening, this is really what me and Kobe sound like talking to each other.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sup. Hold on. Because now she going, yeah, sup. Don't yeah, sup me. Yes, yeah, sup.
Man.
Okay. Little girl, I am not one of your friends. What you mean, yes, yeah, sup?
Excuse me?
You're on the pod right now, babe.
What up, dude?
Hey, guys, what's up?
See, exactly. You what's up then? You're going to text me, yeah, sup. Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am.
You like, I'm appalled.
Right. I am appalled. How dare you? All right, baby.
Yeah, lucky I'm in public because I would have said some smart things right now.
Oh, you're in public right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, babe, real quick.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday or the day before. When I was in the kitchen and we were singing, what song came on my phone that I was like, oh, Kobe's gonna be irritated about this song?
Oh my God, it was Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
See? See?
I believe that the song, yes. Okay, I can believe that. But that is, I guarantee you, that's the only Taylor Swift song.
That's not the only Taylor song. I told you.
It's definitely
Style
not
is
you.
A Taylor Swift song. Delicate is a Taylor Swift song. You Need to Calm Down. That's kind of one of my guilty pleasures right there. That's a Taylor Swift song. I keep telling you, I'm a Swiftie. I am the president of the Swifties here in Detroit. I am a Taylor Swift fanatic, sir.
I thought you was a Swifter.
Lying. We call ourselves the Swifters.
But you just said you were a Swiftie.
I am a Swiftie. That's the nation. But our charter is called the Swifters.
Which one are you, though? You're both? Or...
I'm a Swiftie Swifter because I'm Swifter with the Swiftie.
Biggie, he's a fraud. He's a frog. He's a fraud.
I'm telling you, babe, don't I listen to Taylor Swift?
Kobe, he's not lying.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I am a Swift fanatic, sir.
Okay. Biggie gonna ride or die.
Sir, are you? Excuse me, sir. Are you challenging my woman's honor?
No, Nah, I respect it. I respect it.
I say, I challenge you, sir, to a duel. I demand satisfaction.
We're not through with this.
I demand retribution, good sir. Good afternoon, sir.
You have to go to, I have to see you at a Taylor Swift concert.
I go, I got to look up her tour dates. I got to find out what the tour dates are.
Yeah.
The tickets already sold out, bitch.
Are they really? Did you look up, were you looking them up for me already?
Yeah, they're all sold out.
Son of a bitch. It's Beyonce's fault. I might be able to pull some of my president charter muscle and get a ticket. Let me see.
No, babe, but did you not see when Ticketmaster did that whole debacle of all the tickets are being bought out?
Oh, that was like a couple months back. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Nobody
bought tickets. Either way, we'll figure something out. Next time Taylor Swift comes to Detroit, Kobe, we're going.
Wait, who, man?
You're going to see it. We're going to go. You, me, and Biggie will go.
Whoa. I didn't say all that.
You said you wanted to see it. You can experience it firsthand.
God, no. Not to Taylor, anywhere else but Taylor Swift.
Come on. Come enjoy the TTs and Tay-Tays with the Tatas.
It is going to be some TTs and Tay-Tays and Tatas there, though.
They definitely going to show some Tatas, too, for the TT Tay-Tays.
I had to think about that.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go?
I might. I don't know. I had to think about that part. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I can look at stuff. That's the only fun I'm going to have. I'm like, oh, when I get home. Oh.
I was sitting up talking because Biggie and I were talking about our Vegas escapade that we're planning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to go to the whorehouse in what city is it in, babe? It's not in Vegas. It's outside of Vegas.
Is it in Reno?
Reno. And there you go, Reno. Yeah, we want to go to the whorehouse in Reno. You want to go with us, Kobe?
Yeah. I mean, no. I can't participate in stuff like that.
You can go with us there, but you won't go with us to T-Swift concert.
Taylor, it's a difference. It's a big difference.
There are Tatas in both venues. Both venues are going to have Tatas you can play with.
It's guaranteed you're going to see Tatas at the one place. Taylor Swift is like, well, it's guaranteed too, but it's not going to be like, you know, it's going to be kind of like, I don't know though.
I'm telling you, it was Tatas there. Tatas for the TTs with the Tay-Tays.
For the TTs with the Tay.
Oh, yeah.
All the
cheese
in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You guys really drive a hard bargain.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
You can't go to one and not the other.
See?
Wait, what?
You can't go to one, not the other. You got to do both. It's like love and marriage.
Yeah.
It's an institute you can't disparage. Because this, ta-da. I tell you, brother, okay? You can't have one without the other.
Okay, Kat Sinatra.
You picked up what I was putting down?
Yes, I
picked
did.
Up what I was putting
I
down.
I knew what was happening.
I even heard the theme song in my head.
Lord. All right. Come on, let's wrap this up. Baby, hang tight 1 second, all right?
Okay.
Y'all, we appreciate y'all rocking with us, and thank you for listening to a candid conversation with your Uncle Kobe and your Reverend Ratchet. That's the name of this episode, a candid conversation. So don't forget to tell a friend about your podcast for a podcast. Like, share, subscribe, and listen. And this has been another episode of the I'm Not As Stingy As You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the 2/3 of the Sandwich Crew. This is your Reverend Ratchet, your Royal Ratchetness, your main man's Cat.
And it's your favorite DD. Well, favorite of... I come up with some other shit later on. Now, King Kobe, I'll let y'all later. Peace.